Das Bundesliga Show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a free $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win, W-Y-N-N. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you never miss a pick. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP, for a free $10 bet. That's Better Edge, BETTOREdge.com, and the promo code SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. You are listening to Das Bundesliga Show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com. There is no better time to sign up. We are only a week into the month, so it's still worth doing. We are making money nearly every single day in the NBA. We are coming off an 11-2 week 17 in the NFL as we head towards the playoffs this weekend. And we've made a 14-4 start to our soccer so far. So there is no better time to sign up. Full transparency, our tennis has started a little shitty. We've made a 4-7 start. However, some of those plays that we've lost have been 0.25 unit underdogs, so quarter unit underdogs. And our biggest play so far has only been for 0.7 units, and that one was a winner. So while it has been a bad start, we are just finding our feet with the tennis season. We're trying to take situations where players are on favourable surfaces and they are playing for a spot in the Australian Open, trying to improve their rankings. So we're trying to take the usual spots that we take that always tend to work for us at least 70-80% of the time. But it's been a bit of a rough start to tennis. We are 4-7 in that sport, but we are killing it in every other sport. I'm sure by the time the Australian Open comes along at the end of the month, we'll be back on track with the tennis, just like we got back on track with the soccer. 14-4 start to 2021 over at lockbetting.com. Sign up in time for the NFL playoffs this weekend. We delivered our clients 12 winning weeks in the NFL, and our losing weeks, the five losing weeks we had, they were very tight. Most of them were very, very tight. They were borderline. Sometimes we ended up having a losing week because we bet Monday Night Football. The winning weeks, at least 9 or 10 of them, were absolutely dominating. Like an 11-2 week on week 17, there was a lot of that. We started with four winning weeks in a row. We initially had an 18-3 ATS record, and I was warning people, you know, there's going to be some regression. There's going to be some regression, but there wasn't much. We had a really, really solid NFL season, solid with our futures as well, and we look to continue it. Look to keep it going this weekend with the start of the playoffs. So get involved, lockbetting.com, and as as I said, 14-4, soccer run and winning money nearly every single night on the basketball, college basketball and the NBA, killing it with our NBA props and with our NFL props as well, which were very good last weekend. They've been very good for the past 4 or 5 weeks. So get involved, lockbetting.com. And while we're talking about lockbetting.com, you guys could easily tie some shit together here. If you are thinking about signing up for my picks for lockbetting.com to be involved with a website that has delivered 91 consecutive months of tracked, transparent profit, if you're looking to get involved, then why don't you go and pick up the free $500 risk-free bet from our new sponsor, WinBet. You can also get a free t-shirt if you send in the screenshot of your first bet over to the Sports Gambling Podcast. That's podcast at sportsgamblingpodcast.com to get yourself a free t-shirt. At WinBet, they're also doing tons of boosted bets, including a wheel spin to boost parlays. That's perfect for hashtag DGens only. WinBet is currently online in New Jersey, Colorado, Michigan is coming soon as well, and more states will be on their way. So to get involved with WinBet, just head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win, which is WHNN. So why don't you combine shit this weekend? Sign up over at lockbetting.com, follow the bets, and take advantage of the free, risk-free $500 with WinBet. Moving on with our Bundesliga games for this weekend. And we begin with a really good game tonight here between Borussia Mönchengladbach and Bayern Munich. Borussia Mönchengladbach are available here at 4-1 to win this game. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 8-13 here on Bayern Munich, who last week had to come back from 2 goals down against Mainz to end up winning that game 5-2. So our pick here on the show, Bayern Munich and over 3.5 goals, cashed easily, it looks like, when you look at the scoreline. But when you consider that they were 2-0 down at home to Mainz, who are a very poor team in this league, that wasn't an easy cash. But it took Bayern Munich to score 5 goals in the second half to cash that. But that leads me to think that this Bayern Munich team are in good stead. They just had a little bit of a sleepy 45 minutes. When they clicked into gear, they ended up scoring 5 goals. And that bodes badly for a Borussia Mönchengladbach team who have been inconsistent somewhat throughout this season. Bayern Munich have conceded first in each of their last 8 Bundesliga matches. So they've not been fazed by that because they have managed to win 9 of their last 12 games. Borussia Mönchengladbach have scored at least once in 19 of their 20 games in all competitions. So you would expect them to find a net here. And Bayern Munich are now undefeated in 20 competitive fixtures since September. So you're looking at Bayern Munich winning this game here again for me, but you can tack on both teams to score, which will get you a bet here at 13-8. For me, the safest thing to do, though, would be just to take Bayern Munich here on the money line. As I said, this is a team that haven't tasted defeat in 20 fixtures in all competitions, which dates back to September. They have an ability to carve out results despite defensive deficiencies, despite sometimes not playing well. This Bayern team managed to grind out wins, and I think they'll definitely do that here. Plus, Borussia Mönchengladbach will play into their hands. They will try and attack this Bayern team. Borussia Mönchengladbach know no other way to play. We saw how they played in the Champions League. They had some unbelievable shootouts and they did really well to qualify from a really tough group, but they won't sit back and put up any kind of defensive wall and make it difficult for Bayern to play. This will be team against team. This will be two teams trying to play to their strengths, and Bayern's strengths far outweigh Borussia Mönchengladbach's strengths, and I think that will lead to a Bayern Munich victory today. So I like Bayern Munich on the money line here at 8-13, but if you're looking for more value, tack on that both teams to score, because it will get it up to 13-8 for you. But Bayern win this game here for me today. I like the price at 8-13 on the money line. Moving on to Saturday, we begin with Union Berlin versus Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg were a team who were flying high in the league, came into last week's game against Borussia Dortmund, which they lost in fourth place. It will be interesting to see how they recover from that after losing 2 games now to Bayern Munich and to Borussia Dortmund, the 2 strongest teams in the Bundesliga. They're 11-8 to recover here against Union Berlin. It's 23-10 to draw, and it's 2-1 on Union Berlin as an underdog. I think Wolfsburg will be affected by these defeats. I think they may have a little bit of a drop-off now. I don't think that they are one of the top four teams in Germany. I think that's clearly Bayern Munich, Leipzig, Dortmund, Leverkusen and Borussia Mönchengladbach. I think Wolfsburg are teetering now on the outside along with the likes of Hoffenheim. So I do think they are in a false position, and I think they will struggle mentally to recover from the losses that they've had when they came up against top teams. Union Berlin are a team who are having a decent season themselves. They have only lost two of their 14 Bundesliga matches this season. Both teams have scored in none of Wolfsburg's last three games, which is an interesting statistic to look at here if you're thinking of taking both teams to score any kind of over in this game, which I think will be tighter than people expect. And Union Berlin are unbeaten in their last four league contests. So I'm going to take Union Berlin to avoid a defeat here against Wolfsburg on the double chance market. I think they are a good live dog here at plus 200, but I'm relatively certain that they can avoid a home defeat given that they're given the form they're in and given the season that they're having so far. I think it's going to be difficult for Wolfsburg just to immediately bounce back as an 11-8 favourite, and I like the value here on Union Berlin to avoid a defeat at 3-5 minus 160 in this one. Up next, we have Bayer Leverkusen at home against Werder Bremen off the back of two defeats in a row. They lost before the winter break to Bayern Munich in stoppage time, which ended their unbeaten record because Leverkusen were the last unbeaten team in this league. And then they've lost last week away to Eintracht Frankfurt. They'll definitely be looking for a bounce back here. They're minus 200 favourites to bounce back. It's 7-2 to draw and it's 6-1 on Werder Bremen. I think this will be a comfortable bounce back spot. I think that the money line actually does represent some value at minus 200. I know it sounds chalky to just take that, but I have no doubts that Bayer Leverkusen are going to win this game. So maybe if you don't like taking things at minus 200, you can possibly add that to some kind of parlay. If you want to take more of a risk, you can take Bayer Leverkusen minus 1.5 here on the Asian handicap line at 7-5, or you can just take the minus one, which pushes if they just win by a single goal, but wins if they win by two or more, and that is available for you at 8-11 best price. This is a Leverkusen team that scored 29 goals in their 14 Bundesliga matches this season. Werder Bremen have actually lost five of their last seven in all competitions, so they've had a massive dip in form. Much like Leverkusen, they've had a dip in form, losing back-to-back games, but I just fancy them more here to bounce back. And Leverkusen have scored at least three goals in five of their last seven matches. I think they're going to have way too much here for this Werder Bremen team. I do think they'll cover the handicap, but I think the safest thing to do would just take them on the money line, make it a bigger bet here at one to two minus 200, possibly tack it in with some kind of other parlay selection, a comfortable selection from another league, or maybe even something here in the Bundesliga. The fact is, bounce back spot here for Leverkusen. They will win this game. There will be no issues for Leverkusen winning this game against Werder Bremen tomorrow. So while that may have been a chalky play, the next play will be a play for those who like to play something bigger, who like to play things at bigger odds, because we're going to go over plus 200 with our next selection. It involves Eintracht Frankfurt, the team that beat Bayer Leverkusen last week. They are the 10-11 favourites to win away to Mainz, who lost 5-2 against Bayern Munich last week from 2-0 up. Mainz are 11-4 underdogs, and it's 14-5 the draw here. We know the trend with both teams scoring in Eintracht Frankfurt games, but perhaps we don't know the trend with Mainz. Mainz have seen both teams score in 8 of their last 11 games. Eintracht Frankfurt coming to this game having lost just 2 of the last 14 Bundesliga assignments, and Eintracht Frankfurt's matches this season have featured an average of 3.29 goals per game. So I think this game will have goals in it, but Eintracht Frankfurt are the form team now. They are chasing a European position, and off the back of beating Leverkusen last week, I like them here to win away to a Mons team that will be rattled by conceding 5 goals in the second half against Bayern Munich. I think there'll definitely be goals here, so I'm going to take Eintracht Frankfurt to win this game, and I'm going to tack on both teams to score, and you can get that at the best price of 5-2. So if you're one of these listeners that don't like it when I give out minus 200s, here you go, this play is in complete contrast to that play. It's over plus 200. It's a 5-2 selection with Frankfurt continuing to win, but both teams finding the net a regular occurrence in Frankfurt games. But also, the more hidden statistic here is that it's also happening in Mons games as well, with 8 of the last 11 seeing both teams scoring. So you have a great chance of BTTS hitting for you again in this one. And hopefully Frankfurt can continue their winning ways and land this 5-2 play. Up next, we look at Freiburg at home to Cologne, where Freiburg are the even money favourites. It's 13-5 to draw, and it's 3-1 on Cologne. Cologne did have a little bit of a mini resurgence, but they have gone back to being a team that are massively inconsistent and are pretty easy to beat at the moment. Whereas this Freiburg team, they've had a resurgence of form themselves, having only lost 4 of their last 14 league contests this season, unbeaten in their last 6 Bundesliga affairs and winning 4 of those, whilst Cologne have only won 2 Bundesliga games this entire campaign. I think this is a great opportunity to take Freiburg here at even money to win this game. Nothing else to look at here. I'm not looking at the overs, the unders, the both teams to score, any other kind of statistical data here. You have a team who are unbeaten in the last 6, who have won 4 of the last games, going up against a team who have had a massive dip in form again. As I said, it looked like they were having a mini revival 4 or 5 weeks ago, but Cologne have continued to slide down the table. They cannot find any consistency, and they're coming up here away to a team who have only lost 4 of their 14 contests this season. I think Freiburg have all the value here to win this on the money line at evens in this one. Up next, we look at a team who have absolutely no form at all, and they look like they will be relegated this season. I am, of course, talking about Schalke, but Hoffenheim themselves have not been playing well lately either. That's probably why you're getting significant value here on Hoffenheim at 10-11. Schalke here are available at 100-30, and it's 3-1 the draw. Can Schalke get something out of this game because Hoffenheim are out of form? No, they can't, because Schalke is an absolute dumpster fire. This has to be an opportunity for Hoffenheim to get themselves a rare win. Hoffenheim have lost only 1 of the last 3 games in normal time. This Schalke team have shipped 39 goals in their 14 games so far this season, and they are winless from their 14 Bundesliga assignments this season. And that's really all you need to look at. Hoffenheim are the better team. They're in a false position. They should be a team who are in and among the top 6. They should certainly be in the top half, and at some point they need to find some kind of mini revival. Don't forget, this is the team that beat Bayern Munich this season, and since that result they have really been in freefall. Other than the Europa League run, they have been falling down the table. Here they travel to who is probably the worst team in the entire Bundesliga away from home, and you're getting Hoffenheim at nice price here of 10-11 to get themselves back on track. Take it. Hoffenheim will win this game, and there is some value here at the -110 on Hoffenheim on the money line here at Schalke. We'll finish this week's Bundesliga show off with what I perceive to be the game of the week here between RB Leipzig and Borussia Dortmund. RB Leipzig are strong favourites to win this game at 6-5. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 11-5 on Borussia Dortmund. Dortmund won last week at home to Wolfsburg. That was an impressive win. Haaland is back in the team, although he didn't contribute to the 2-0 win. They did beat Wolfsburg at home, a team that were fourth in the league, and they did it with a clean sheet. To me, that's an impressive result. Obviously, Leipzig coming to this one in impressive form. That's why they're strong favourites to win this game. They're unbeaten in their last 9 matches across all competitions. Dortmund have won only 4 of their last 9, and Leipzig have shipped only 9 goals in the Bundesliga this season. However, Leipzig struggle to win big games. I understand that they did knock Manchester United out of the Champions League, but Manchester United played very, very poorly in that game. Over the years, Leipzig have struggled, and they particularly struggled against Borussia Dortmund. They haven't beaten them in 5 games. Look at the last 5 results here. Dortmund won 2-0. Away to Leipzig in a game that determined second place last season. There was a 3-3 draw at Borussia Dortmund. Then Dortmund won away to Leipzig again, 1-0. Then Dortmund destroyed Leipzig 4-1, and then they had a 1-1 draw in Leipzig. You have to go back to Leipzig winning 3-2 in Dortmund on the 14th of October 2017 to find a Leipzig win in recent history. yet they're coming in here as the strong favourites. I think there's serious value on taking Borussia Dortmund here on the double chance market of 4-6. That's minus 150 for Dortmund not to win this game, but to simply not get beaten here against this RB Leipzig team. I think Dortmund are the better team. I know Leipzig are in better form. I know they're higher up the table. I know Dortmund have shown some inconsistency as of late, but Borussia Dortmund are the better team. They are the second best team in Germany, and they're riding a streak here where they haven't lost to this team in five. Therefore, for me, the value lies on Borussia Dortmund being able to avoid a defeat against RB Leipzig in this game, and that will be my pick here for this one in this week's game of the week. Borussia Dortmund on the double touch market at 4-6 minus 150 to avoid a defeat against this RB Leipzig team here tomorrow. Closing out with my lock on the show, I was sick last week and I did a show where I did half the Bundesliga games and added some European games in there, but I didn't close out of a lock. So I'm going to give you guys a double lock, and it's not really just giving you a double lock for the sake of it. It's actually to compensate for the fact that I didn't give one last week. The first one's going to be that Dortmund pick. There's a lot of statistical data to support that. Dortmund are nearly at full strength. They're the better team, and they haven't lost in five to Leipzig, as I mentioned. So I'm going to take them there as one of my locks to be able to simply go to Leipzig and avoid a defeat. I think they're capable of doing that, and I like the price at 4-6. The other selection is going to be Hoffenheim here at 10-11. When you get a situation where you can fade Schalke and you're getting a really good team like Hoffenheim, who haven't shown the consistency this season, but just look at what they did in the Europa League. This is a very good team, a team that did beat Bayern Munich earlier on in the season, a team that are far better than the Schalke team, who sit rock bottom of the Bundesliga table with just 4 points, and that's come from four draws. They've lost 10 of their 14 games this season and have a minus 31 goal difference. This is a very good opportunity for Hoffenheim to get themselves a win and get themselves out of this false position where they sit in 13th place in the Bundesliga. They shouldn't be in 13th place. Therefore, I think they will go on to win this game. So that is the end of this week's edition of the Bundesliga show. Don't forget to check out the EPL show as well this week. That's going to be an FA Cup special. Pretty difficult show for me to do, but because of the situation with the FA Cup, where some teams really don't want to be in it and some teams do, they do see it as an opportunity to get silverware. So some really difficult games to handicap there. I picked a small selection of games like I do with the European show over at lockbetting.com and broke them down for you. So that's over at the EPL show. Of course, the European show that I just mentioned is back this weekend. And to get that show, you need to head over to lockbetting.com, the crown jewel of lockbetting.com. We look at all of the games across Europe and we narrow it down to 7-10 games that we really like. That's like getting 7-10 premium selections anyway. So that returns this week, the European show over at lockbetting.com. But to get all of my content, upgrade to the top package, because as I said, the NFL playoffs begin this weekend and we've had 12 winning weeks in the NFL. It's our strongest NFL season ever. So if you want to continue to ride that wave, sign yourselves up over at lockbetting.com. Get that top package, which gets you all sports. It gets you the NBA and the college basketball. And as I said, we are winning in the NBA and college basketball nearly every single night. It gets you the UFC. It gets you boxing. We're riding a 15-3 boxing run. It gets you soccer. We're riding a 14-4 soccer run off the back of a sticky end to last season where it was rough. But it was a rough end to a month where we already had 15 units banked in soccer from our futures, from the Europa League and the Champions League, where we already had a 19-3 lot record for our bonus podcasts. So we were able to lose some money in soccer towards the end of the month when things got difficult for us because we already had 15 units banked. But we still managed to add 9 units to the 15 unit futures that we had. We still had a month where we ended up winning £2,480. But because we had a 15 unit start, we're talking about this month as a disappointment. We're talking about adding £900 over $1,300 to our P&L as a disappointment, because that is how high the bar is. That is the level of expectation now. That is what people expect us to do all the time because we have 91 months of consecutive tracked transparent profit. And this will be the 92nd. So if you guys want to be a part of it, Sign up now to lockbetting.com and get involved in time for Wildcard Weekend this weekend. Get every sport that we do, NBA, NFL, UFC, boxing, soccer, tennis, everything we do over at lockbetting.com. That's it for me in this edition of Das Bundesliga Show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.